Are you feeling burnt out? Are you trying to please everyone, striving for perfection in your work and other areas of life? I have a revelation for you today, something that will change the way that you view burnout. In this episode of Better Than Best Academy, we'll explore a unique cause of burnout that no one is talking about. 2 years ago, a young woman like many of you was pursuing perfection in her creative work through people pleasing. She was constantly feeling mentally exhausted, and she no longer enjoyed working on her business because she knew her marketing and her sales was less than perfect. One day, she was watching TV, and she heard a man say, "Burnout stems from insecurities. It's our insecurities that stop us from being true to ourselves. It is our need for validation that stops us from doing what we want to because we're pleasing others and trying to be accepted by them. And doing so eventually causes us to burn out." She realized that her burnout stemmed from her insecurity and her inability to be true to herself. She was relieved she finally knew why she was burned out, but one problem stood in her way. She didn't know her true identity. She didn't know herself. What was she going to do? She decided to open her laptop and go online to find answers. After 3 long hours, she came across a quote on Quora that said, "No one really knows who they are until they are on an adventure." That's it. She needed to go out on an adventure to rediscover who she is. Full of determination, Emily went on a transformational adventure. She started looking for knowledge, guidance, and inspiration from people who had already walked this path. She spoke with different entrepreneurs about this struggle. She started connecting with people on Instagram, TikTok. She started going to online calls and coaching meetings with different coaches and successful people. She surrounded herself trying new things, meeting new people, and taking risk. She wanted answers, and she was going to get them. Eventually, after 3 months of research, reflection, and experience, Emily managed to get rid of the insecurities that clouded her mind. The major shift for her didn't lie within consuming another piece of content or podcast or video like this, even though those are great. So if you are getting value from it, give it a like now. But she didn't get wrapped up in the consumption of more content. It was when she got quiet, still, looked within, she started to embrace her unique qualities, focusing on her strengths instead of her weaknesses. She started to cook. She even learned how to play drums. She realized that perfection isn't attainable. That is why it seems so great to chase it. But the truth is, she might not be the next Layla Hormozi, but she is the one and only Emily. This new lifestyle and habit she built for herself allowed her to get rid of the need for external validation. She no longer cared about the numbers, the followers, what other people were thinking. She didn't even care about being the next Gary Vee or Grant Cardone. She only cared about being the best that she could be. By using her strengths in her story, and her experience, and her passions to make her point stand out. As she embraced her true character, her authentic self, a change occurred. Emily's burnout vanished. It was replaced by a deep sense of fulfillment and joy. She rediscovered her true calling. She wasn't meant to just be a copywriter. She was meant to be a creator who writes great stories, who tells great stories that captures people's attention. So she became a beacon of inspiration for so many others by being herself and by sharing her story online. My dear friend, watching this, listening to this right now, let Emily's story serve as a reminder that burnout can be conquered. The path to freedom lies in embracing who you truly are by letting go of the need to please everyone, by letting go of the need to be perfect, by letting go of the need to be like this person or that person, and rediscovering your purpose, your calling, and who you were supposed to be. You are probably thinking, "This is all great, Red. I'm so glad of the rah-rahs and the motivation, but how can I apply this to my life?" Where should I start? It's simple. Follow these five simple action steps and you'll avoid making the mistakes of losing yourself. And be sure to stay until the end because step one is my most favorite. So number five is embrace imperfection. Instead of striving to be perfect, see, when I was a rapper, I was always trying to make the perfect song. I didn't want to make a mistake. I would stop myself from releasing songs because I kept overthinking the process. I mean, literally as I'm recording a song, in the middle of recording a verse, if I messed up the smallest bit, I stopped and started again, stopped and started again. And I would never allow myself to release the song because I kept beating myself up because it wasn't as good as the big rappers, the Lil Wayne's, the Drake's. And this made me feel burned out. But then I learned that it's okay to make mistakes. It's necessary as long as you are learning from them. It's what makes you unique and authentic. But also remember, imperfection and mistakes are what allow you to improve and move forward in your creative businesses. And then number four, take a be, do, have approach. I had a client who wanted to be successful like Aller Tremosi. And so I remember asking him what actions would he take? What habits would he have in place? It's this idea of modeling and total immersion. By doing this, I helped him focus on who he wanted to be and what actions he needed to take instead of focusing on what he wanted to have or achieve. And I think you should do the same. Because by aligning your actions and your state with the person that you want to become, with your true values and aspirations, you allow your external circumstances to fall into place. And then number three is embrace discomfort. When I started creating content, I wasn't feeling confident at all. I didn't want to do it because I had to learn to step outside of my comfort zone, to grow, to get over those insecurities of what I may look like, how my friends and family and people I know may perceive me when I put out this content. I gotta tell you, by stepping out of that comfort zone to grow, it paid off. I've grown so much. I started this podcast in 2018. And over time, I didn't just blink and overnight, I was already this person. No, it's been something that I've grown into. In fact, now I try to regularly step outside of my comfort zone because new experiences will allow you to push yourself to boundaries and to grow as a person and make new experiences. And in turn, your work will grow from it. You will grow from it. You will be so surprised what will happen when you do things like this. You will start to improve and be able to come up with new ideas. Embracing discomfort will get you to your authentic self. Now, number two, embrace playfulness. Ever since I became a father, my son and I have been playing and acting out games where we pretend to be trucks and cars and animals. We pretend to be Bluey or these little truck characters that he watches on TV sometimes. And it's when I was a child, I used to play these games. But as I became older and became an adult, I lost this sense of playing pretend, this sense of playfulness. And I want to encourage you to embrace playfulness again. Embrace that inner child that wants to enjoy life, because you'll be so surprised that when we embrace playfulness, how it boosts our creativity, how it gets us out of taking ourselves too serious. You see, every time we would play this game, I came up with new and exciting ideas for my content. That's why I recommend that to you. Engage in activities that spark that joy in you, whether it's playing games or exploring nature, engaging in imaginative pursuits. Let go of seriousness and allow yourself to play again. Allow yourself to tap into the joy of simply being. All right, if you made it this far, you made it to step number one, which is my most favorite of all these action steps, and it's disconnect to reconnect. I want to ask you this question. When was the last time that you were able to turn off your phone for longer than an hour, a couple hours? I want to challenge you to turn off your phone for a day, for a whole weekend. I have recently started taking breaks from social media, and I can tell you, it's life-changing. It is probably the number one way to beat burnout and to detox your dopamine and to get past this constant rat race and hustle culture that we see daily. I can tell you since taking these breaks, I've never felt better. Not only do I feel recharged, I'm also able to spend more time with my family and friends. I'm able to spend more time with God. And on top of that, I'm not consuming so much content that it's just being pushed back out into nonsense. I'm able to come up with my best ideas by taking breaks from technology, by getting away from the constant noise of the world, by engaging in digital detoxes, silent retreats, or just unplugging in general. It truly will get you a level of clarity and confidence that you've been lacking. You will be able to reconnect with yourself, your inner voice. You will be able to be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit, to God. Now look, I know these action steps may seem uncommon, unorthodox, but trust me, if you put these into practice, they can be the powerful catalyst for personal growth that you've been longing for self-discovery and avoiding the mistakes of losing yourself again. The final thing I tell you is you can't do this alone. As you saw in the story of Emily, she had to surround herself with a community that's going to push her further on her journey. All you have to do to get this support is to press on the link in the description below to book a free call with me so that we can partner together to help you beat burnout and live your better than best life. With that being said, I hope you enjoyed this video. Don't forget to subscribe and watch more videos to overcome and prevent burnout. Now let's go live better than best and live our most creative and fulfilling life.